Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by ICOM. For more information, visit ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation.
This is Ham Nation, episode number 300, May 17th, 2017, on location from Hamvention.
Hi, everybody. It's the bunch, the whole bunch of us. Bob Heil, K9EID, and...
Gordo, WB6NOA.
Valerie, NV9L.
Tamitha Scove, DR.
Guess that. Look at that. Tamas is live with us. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. In this room are some of the world's top DX contest ops, and we're going to interview a few of those. We also have a 13-year-old boy that's a sensation that you found and Don found. And we're really going to have a lot of fun. But right here at the beginning, we're going to bring in the people that put this all together. You've all heard about Contest University. I want Tim to come in and talk to us a little bit about that. And we took some pictures today. Tim, thanks for doing all this. This is a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. Thanks very much for coming down here. And I couldn't do it without a whole host of help, especially with Terry, Kate, MNJ. And we're very proud to be on Ham Nation with you tonight.
Well, we're happy to be here, and it's been a lot of work to get it all up and running. And thanks to everybody in Petaluma. And we have Don with us tonight. Is Don, how are you doing? And you're ready to go?
I'm awesome. Tyler and I are wheels up at 0200 in the morning, and I don't know if I'll sleep tonight. I'm so excited. It's good to see you guys there, and especially Dr. T live. We'll be doing her solar update right after the news with Amateur Radio Newsline tonight, live with Dr. T. Back to you, Bob. You look like you're having fun.
We are. And George, have you got the ICOM stuff ready for us? And then, I guess the soldering iron's a little quiet tonight, right?
Yeah, we shut off the solder now. We didn't want to accidentally run away and leave it on. But I'll be heading out. Oh, my wheels don't go up till around 11 a.m. So, Don, I'll wave at you when we pass by.
Well, look forward to you being here. And I took a camera today and I walked around because there's been a lot of talk, good and negative, about the new Xenia.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you, Bob, and I was out there today along with you, and it is fabulous, the transformation that has gone on. It's clean. It's beautiful. The vendors are happy. They're surprised how good it is.
Yes, because so, a lot of us had some negatives about it.
We didn't know.
Let's run through a few of these.
All right, let's go.
We're going to do them really quick. So we've seen that. That's the fairground. And that... next shot is some of the trucks coming in. The food trucks are amazing. I stood on a... That is the men's bathroom. And the reason I took that... No, this is serious. Yeah. They have showers.
Showers, just in case.
Yes, yeah. And they're clean. And the women's bathroom and all of these bathrooms you'll see in a little bit are tornado shelters. And they couldn't fit everything in, so they brought in these huge tents.
These are beautiful tents. These are chalets. These are the same kind of tents that you see in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
And this is actually, that's building six the chalet.
Each building has the little venue of who's in it. And there's one of the larger buildings is setting up inside.
And they're bright. And look at the floor. You can see the floor and it's clean. Yeah.
Hold that a minute, Brian. The reason I took that. All of you that have been to Dayton, you know what it's like. We've got drop cords from the ceiling have been taped up 50 times and all kinds of plugs that UL not approved.
No.
I want everybody to see what they have done. That's all beautifully done.
Beautifully inspected.
Inspected.
That's good, right. Good stuff. Yeah. The electrical inspector was out today, and the, you know, a whole Greene County
yeah.
is very safety conscious. So we should feel good about
it. Well, that's because this place was blown away 10 years ago.
It was.
And it's all new.
It's all new.
So next, Brian, thank you. We'll run through the rest. That is the ICOM crew putting up their massive, the whole thing of what they had at Hera, but a little different.
A little different, and they've only had a few months to put this together.
Yeah.
And boy, what a tremendous, yeah. you know, the ICOM booth and a lot of booths are
yeah,
really going to be special
exactly.
this year.
Okay, everybody asked me, and there it is. The Budweiser,
the
you know.
The guy is here.
Hi.
Hey. Photobomb.
All right. Cool. Yeah, we do have the Budweiser
oh,
and all the
beer.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, we'll move on to some of those trucks that are here. It's just amazing. We had some really good beef sandwiches today, some chicken sandwiches. And then around the corner is the homemade ice cream.
You didn't have that at Hera.
I didn't have that. I haven't had that for a long time. And what's cool about it, that is a little one-lung John Deere tractor running the pumps to make the ice cream.
Right on site.
Right there.
At Hamvention.
And, it's just great. And the big tower.
The big Lusso Tower, all the way from Japan.
I didn't know they'd be there. They are.
Yeah. And can you take that on carry-on?
I don't know. There's the base of that tower. It's amazing if none of you have seen it. And I'm sure there's a few guys in this room that have that tower.
How about these for forum room?
Look at this forum room. I was so happy. 350 all brand new chairs, clean,
air conditioned.
And there's some more bathrooms there. And I took the next picture because that tells you that all the restrooms are tornado shelters.
Just in case.
Just in
case. But the weather does not look bad for the weekend. So.
And I took this. This is behind our booth. And, you know, at Dayton, we always had drop cords. Just terrible looking things. Every booth has GFIs. And that's their internet box for our building. And it's all high speed.
High-speed internet for all the vendors.
Had to do this. They were practicing today. These are the guys running the trotters.
That's right.
And that was really cool. The next shot show, what's behind him? That's where the flea market is going.
And it looks like it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it looks good, I have to tell you. And there's my crew setting up our booth and the Ham Nation booth. And I want all the folks to coming to stop by Building 5, which is the Hertz building.
Right.
Because we have a whole end of the booth that Adara has given Ham Nation.
There's a happy guy.
Well, Gordo took that. So I said, okay, Gordo. I took Gordo's picture. And in closing, what could be better?
What could be better? Happy Gordo and a happy K9 EID.
Well, we just wanted to bring you a little bit to the viewers and let them see what's out here. Because when you get here, it's not quite what we all heard.
It is very special. It'll be the first time for all of us.
That's right.
We all get to start
That's
over.
Right.
And how fortunate we are to share this with our friends.
You got it. Thanks, Tim, for all. And we'll catch up next time.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to switch back to Don and let him run Newsline for us. But Newsline's very important. And you got some things coming up afterwards with that wonderful youngster.
We do. But, Bob, just before we go to Don, I thought we would maybe get an all-call-out of call signs.
Okay.
You know, this being a DX group, let's see whose call sign we can hear the best. 1, 2, 3.
W-Y-A-N-C-W-A.
K-C-1-C-W-A. Oh, CW wins. Bob, back to you.
And they haven't even started serving the drinks yet. So what can I tell you? Don, it's all yours while we set Tamitha up. So have at it, Don. We're so happy to have you. Give us Newsline.
I want to tell you, of all that cacophony, the only call sign that came through my earpiece here was that loudmouth Novak, N9JA. I heard N9JA over all of it. And that really, isn't that the way it should be? The ICOMs just get out, don't they? Why don't we go ahead and go to the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline. 2063, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. With mobile rigs being second nature to so many radio amateurs, the crackdown by localities on motorist cell phones and hands-free communications is starting to have an impact.
With the rise of cell phone usage, many states and communities are passing ordinances banning their use without a hands-free device. However, as Jay Melnick, KB0TS of the Radio Society of Tucson, Arizona, points out, hams must remain diligent to make sure that amateur radio doesn't get caught up in the ban.
The Tucson City Council approved a 5-2 new ban on using cell phone while driving. But when they initially put the scale, they didn't think about amateur radio operators, other people who are operating on two-way radio equipment. And we finally got something from Chief Carl Woodridge from the Pima County Sheriff's Department Operations Bureau. And it says the Pima County Handheld Device Ordinance, which is 10-34, will not affect the use of two-way radios. They also went on to say the intent of this law is to prohibit calls and texting, not to interfere with drivers making and receiving radio transmission.
Who better than hams to set the record straight that casual texting or talking isn't the same thing as needing to be on the air? When that understanding results in a reasonable adjustment being made to a very reasonable law, everyone is bound to benefit. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
The Swedish section of AMSAT has a lot to be proud of.
In Sweden, the celebration this year is quite a big one, even if the group of people celebrating is still relatively small. AMSAT SM, the Swedish section of AMSAT, turns 35 this year and boasts a modest but dedicated membership of 210 licensed amateurs. The organisation was created in April 1982 to give licensed radio operators in Sweden a better look at things they can do on the air using amateur satellites. But lately its goal has also embraced expanding its community and welcoming new satellite devotees among Swedish amateurs. To that end, AMSAT Sweden tries to hold an HF net on 80 metres on Sundays whenever possible, and the discussion usually focuses on space and, of course, satellites. AMSAT SM membership is free, and the organisation is a big supporter of the Fox satellite project. For more information, send an email to info@amsat.se. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
If you can't get to Ohio for Hamvention, you'll miss the QSL card wall. That's one of the attention-getting features this year. So here's another wall you can visit right there in the comfort of your own QTH instead.
If you can't get to Ohio to see the QSL wall, a massive wall of QSL cards planned for Hamvention, and if you aren't going to Friedrichshafen, Germany, where the tradition began, how about this? The Les Nouvelles DX website, where more than 14,600 old QSL cards are on display in a variety of galleries and albums. The collection contains some must-see cards, at least one card from each of the 60 deleted DXCC countries, hundreds of QSL cards bearing prefixes that have long since disappeared, and more than 500 QSL cards from the 10 most wanted DXCC entities, collected between 2007 and 2016. You'll also see more than 450 QSL cards from the rare French Pacific Islands and more than 950 QSL cards from the bases in Antarctica. The website is located at lesnouvelles.dx.fr. This is a virtual QSL card wall you can visit anytime. Best of all, just like the wall at Hamvention and just like the big wall in Germany visitors will see in July of this year, you can add your own cards. If you visit the website, you'll notice it's in French, but there is a Google Translate link on the left-hand side, so feel free to use it to switch languages. For Amateur Radio Newsline from Norris Lake, Tennessee, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB.
We're in the final 2 weeks in the nominating period for the 2017 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Young Ham of the Year Award. Nominations close May 31st. You can find the nominating form on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. We'll present the award at the Huntsville, Alabama Ham Fest in August. For the rest of this week's Amateur Radio News, please listen to the full Amateur Radio Newsline report online on a repeater near you or on shortwave radio station WTWW at 9930 and 5085 kilohertz. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for four decades and counting at www.arnewsline.org. With Paul Brown, WD9GCO, Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, Stephen Kinford, N8WB, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team across the globe, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 7-3. We'll see you at the Dayton Hamvention and also next time here on Ham Nation. And speaking of the Dayton Hamvention, here's a pro tip. If you stop by right inside, right by where the gates open, the main gate, you can get a lanyard. This is the 2017 or 2014 lanyard. Green, my favorite color. According to the website, the Hamvention website, looks like the new one may be red. They will have a 2017 Dayton Hamvention lanyard. It is the Boy Scouts sell these things. They're cheap. It's the Boy Scout Venturing Crew 73, and how apropos is that? The main gate in Building 6, the tent out just inside the main gate and just inside the main gate in Building 6. $4 for this. That includes laminating your ticket. And that's the way to go. There's your pro tip. This plus the lamination. Also, you can buy the lanyard just by itself, which makes a great gift for maybe you're going to bring it back to some of your ham friends who can't come, or you've got something going on with a club event where maybe you're going to give away some, I don't know, door prizes or something at the next club meeting. Grab 10 bucks or so, or 10 of these, $40. Grab 10 bucks or so of these. Have you a whole bunch of lanyards to give away at your next club function, and it supports the Boy Scouts. And I'm telling you, having that laminated ticket around your neck is the way to go, because you got to show it every time you go into a building. At least you did it here. I'm sure it's going to be the same thing with Greene County. All right, it is my immense pleasure now to bring you live from the Crown Plaza there, Dr. Tamitha Scove, and she's going to give us her solar update. Nice to see your smiling redheaded face.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm better now.
Good. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, it's very unusual for me to give a live space weather update, and we have got a huge audience here, and they've got a big screen. They can see the sun and everything else just like you guys, so I'm going to have some serious audience participation. What have you guys thought of the bands recently in the past few days? Have they been yay or nay?
Yay!
Well, then you're not going to like me very much. Because I got a couple really dark things on the sun that are telling me things are going to go even further south. Yeah, exactly. Good thing you're here. You're not going to get on the bands most likely, right? Hopefully you'll just kind of, you know, soak your blues in a little bit of, you know, hooch or something. But for the next couple days, we're going to be okay. And then maybe in about 2 or 3 days, we've got this big coronal hole. You can probably see it right there. It's almost in the middle of the sun right now. That coronal hole is going to be rotating into the Earth's strike zone. And what that means is we're going to get some serious fast wind blowing from that coronal hole, and it's going to hit Earth, nail us. And we already know, because this coronal hole has survived two, not one, but how many?
Two
backside passages. And it is now rotating back Earth's side. And we know this thing, both times it's nailed us before, it's given us big storms for over a week. So we're expecting the same thing from this monster again. So the bands are going to tank, most likely. And it's going to continue that way easily through the weekend and maybe into early next week. So now switch to, okay. So, of course, we're nearing solar minimum. And everybody's telling me, how are the bands again?
No.
Do we have enough flux?
No.
What do we want? Solar flux. When do we want it?
Solar flux.
Well, I hate to tell you this, they ain't going to get it anytime soon. We have got one lowly sunspot that's got a number right now on the solar disk. There's one that's trying to form, but it's not doing very much right now. So the solar flux is way low. We're way below what I call the seafloor. We are puttering around at B-class levels. And that is a proxy for F10.7, this X-ray flux you see on the screen. It's a proxy for the F10.7 flux, and it's also very low, and it's going to continue that way. The sun is just futzing and farting and stuff like that, but it just is not going to give us anything in the way of solar flares. So it's nice, because you guys don't have to deal with radio bursts and radio blackouts, but it's horrible because you got to deal with very bad propagation on the bands. Okay, flip to this one. Now, switching to our solar storm and aurora conditions. Right now, you can see we had a one coronal hole. I didn't really get a chance to talk about that one. That one we thought was going to give us a little bit of something, and sure enough, it gave us a tiny bit of something, a little bit less than we expected. This gave us some active conditions back on the 15th or so for just a few minutes, really just an hour or two, and then it dropped back down. So I have a lot of aurora photographers who are very upset with me right now. Because both Noah and myself, we kind of thought that this would give us a little bit more than it did. But things have quieted back down. But luckily, we do, at least for the Aurora photographers, we have that second set of coronal hole that's going to be giving us that fast wind. The nice thing is that it will help energize the ionosphere. It will help give us a little bit of boost for the bands, even without the solar flux. But you're going to have to kind of get through the weekend and ride through this, the bad part of the solar storm, before things get better. Okay, now flip to my 5 days. So I'm going to show you the 5 day conditions. Okay, hopefully, I don't know if you guys can see that with the camera. Cool. Okay, I'll move over a little bit. Okay, I'm in the way. I make a better door than a window, right? Okay, so right now, as you can see, we are anticipating, sorry, the colors are a little bit weird as a projector. We are anticipating that hit from that fast wind. That's where you're seeing the major storm at high latitudes. We are, NOAA is expecting a major storm, but they're only giving us about a 20% chance of it, but then they also say that it actually will hit. So it won't probably last all that long, and it'll go back into minor storm conditions, and that should last literally through the weekend, maybe even into the early part of next week. Things should die down to maybe in active conditions at high latitudes. At mid-latitudes, we're expecting about minor storm conditions with about a 15% chance of a major storm. That should also die down reasonably quickly, and then we have some minor storm conditions to about active conditions leading into next week. So unfortunately, the bands will be a little bit of a mess through this weekend, so everybody really enjoy your talks and get your cure and, you know, plan to maybe do something next week. The positive thing in all of this is that the backside of the sun right now is spotless, it's bland, it's boring, and so once we get through this storm, you guys got another 2 weeks of at least quiet space weather, even if the solar flux kind of still leaves you wanting. Okay, flip to the next one. Can you put that down? I'll do it soon. Yeah, there. Perfect. You're good. There we go. So this pretty much says everything that I had said before. This is our solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook for the coming week. We do have that lowly sunspot region 2656 that we're watching. It's not doing anything. We're watching it because we're bored. We got nothing else to do with solar physicists right now, at least not in the real-time world. So we keep watching it just in case it might surprise us. But the solar flux, as you can see, at 71, that's pretty marginal. We're going to get a little bit of a boost because there's a what we call a plage region, which is a bright spot. That's going to be rotating into Earth view here in the next day or so. And that will bring up the boost, or boost the floor, the solar flux just a little bit, but probably not a lot to give you, you know, a heck of a lot of a difference. But at least it's not dropping into the 60s. This is when I start getting ham radio operators pelting me with olives, because the propagation is so bad. So we're managing to stay in the 70s, but just barely. And I think that is about it. So I guess back to you, Don.
So Dr. T, what I'm taking away from this is the Ham Nation 300, 300th episode special event is next week. It is the week after Dayton, so it is next week. So basically, it sounds like HF is going to be kind of in the dumper for Ham Nation 300.
Well, if it's next week, it's better. You won't have a solar storm, but you're just going to be fighting that solar minimum, solar flux level.
That we can live with that, because it starts Monday, I believe, is when it starts. So so right after we get back home from Hamvention, we'll be on the air for a week on the HF portion for the Ham Nation 300 special event. And of course, you can do it over Echolink and D-Star and Fusion and DMR as well. Plus, there will be the Ham Nation 300 challenge that's going to go pretty much all summer. And it's like a scavenger hunt. And here's a pro tip for you. Another pro tip: the tiebreaker is a selfie with Dr. T. So get the camera phones out. Bob, back to you.
Wow. Well, I think this is going to be great. Dr. T, thank you so much for a great report on the solar. And speaking of solar, Bryant, KG5HVO. Hi, Brian. Welcome to this great, exciting event tonight.
Hello, Mr. Gordo. It's good to be here.
Well, good. Now, how old are you?
I am 13 years old.
And you've been a ham for how long?
I've been a ham for almost about 2 years.
Wow, isn't that, he's great on articulation. And what turned you on to ham radio?
Well, I came home with a CB radio one day, and at the time it was during the solar maximum, so I could hear stations from...
Well, that was back in 58, right, Tamitha?
Probably. And it turned me on. I had the opportunity to do a Boy Scout Radio Merit Badge program, and that's basically sealed the deal.
Wow, seal the deal. Now, you're also a member at age 13 of YACHT. Tell everyone about YACHT.
Yes, YACHT is the Young Amateur Communication Ham Team. We are a youth-oriented amateur radio organization that's goal is to encourage youth in ham radio.
Wow, that is terrific. Now, unlike just using voice, you're also a great CW operator. What was that last CW event that you operated with?
I was able to operate CQ Worldwide CW 2016, and I was able to actually contact K3LR using my hand mic of the FT900.
Wow, so you contacted Tim. Now, he probably marveled at your great technique of using a hand mic for doing dits and daws.
I hope so.
Oh, that is great. Now, what do you recommend for kids learning CW? Where's a good website?
A great website to learn CW is learncwonline, LCWO, just one word, .com.
Oh, that is terrific. And what's your speed now?
My speed right now, I can rat you at around 20 words a minute, but I can contest at around 37.
Wow. Yeah. Huh? Is that pretty darn good? Woo! So what do you prefer, the straight key or the hand key for learning CW?
For learning CW, I would go with a straight key and start off learning to send like your name, your call sign, or how to call CQ. It's going to sound weird at first, but you'll eventually get the hang of it.
And you would recommend a key rather than a microphone, right?
Yes, I'd recommend a key. Yes.
Well, that is terrific. Now, any last words of advice for kids thinking of getting into ham radio, Bryant?
Well, I would recommend that they join a local club, get an Elmer, and join YACHT. It's a great organization with lots of helpful hams.
Bryant, thank you. And best DX to you on a hand mic for CW.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to turn the mic over to Valerie that has some very special guests. Hi, Valerie.
Oh, thanks, Gordo. I'm joined here with Dr. Ralph Fedor, K0IR, and he is the team leader for the upcoming de-expedition to Bouvet 350 Zulu. Well, I wanted to say, how high up is it on the most wanted list?
It's number two, number three.
All right. So, and you're taking, why don't you tell how many people you're taking and how long it's going to take to get there?
Well, we'll have a team of 20. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's the most isolated landmass in the world.
Wow.
So we'll have a voyage of about 2,700 nautical miles from the tip of South America to Bouvet Island. That'll put us about 1,800 nautical miles from Africa and about 1,000 nautical miles north of Antarctica.
Wow. And so how long will it take you to get there once you depart?
Depends on the speed of the ship. Anywhere from about 9 to 13 days.
One way?
One way.
One way. And right now, are you going to have a booth here at Dayton if people want to find out more about Bouvet?
Yes, we will. We'll have a booth or a table at the DX dinner, and after the low band dinner, we'll have a booth or a table in the suite.
Okay. So, and I know we have a lot of members that are going with you to Bouvet here, but we couldn't all fit them in. Wish you a lot of success. Also, I will be the chief pilot on that one, so I'm going to be anticipating a lot of emails from you guys. But
that's a very important position because we get all our feedback through you.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Joe, so much for joining us, Ralph.
Well, thank you,
and
Val.
I appreciate it. And there's a gentleman here from Tajikistan. Am I saying that right?
Yes, guys. You are.
Hey, guys. Whatever mic Val's using, I don't hear anything.
Sorry. I'm joined now by Nodir. I wouldn't even want to try to say your last name. How do you say your last name, Nodir?
Tursunzadeh.
There you go. Yeah, that's easy. And Echo Yankee 8, Mike, he's from Tajikistan, and you are going on the Bouvet de-expedition, but you've been on several de-expeditions. How many de-expeditions have you been on?
In three kind of big expeditions. So I was in Afghanistan. A long time ago, I was in South Orkney Islands, VP or K in 2011, and recently in FT5ZM 3 years ago.
And now you've got Bouvet coming up, and you're a really big 160 guy, right? Is that your low band guy? Is that your big thing?
it's, you know, it's hard to make judgment, but yeah, I like 160. Yeah, yeah.
And how many countries do you have on 160 right now?
I have 301.
Very good, very good. That's a lot, yeah. And I think that's all I've got. Who are we heading it back to now, then? For now, let me go get
more. Thank you very much. We have one special guest here. He doesn't know this. Simon, come here. There was a guy that came a little bit for distance, and I want you to meet Simon. Simon, how are you?
Good. Bon, fantastic.
Simon has made the trip to a lot of the Ham Nation people. We had a really good time talking in the chat room about this trip. And so far, you started in Houston, and then where?
I stopped in a little town on the way because I had to sleep, and then went and saw Will Banks, Don, if you're still there.
Yeah.
Had lunch. We had voodoo shrimp. He was trying to burn me out, but that just tickled my tonsils.
And then you went to see George.
Yes,
right?
Saw George, and then from there came up and saw you. Mm-hmm. Then I backtracked.
Well, then you went to see WB6ACU, right? Joel Walsh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I didn't. How could you forget Joel Walsh?
Well, we didn't sit down and have a chat.
Right. Well, I just wanted you to let everybody know that they come from far and wide, and Ham Nation's a big part of your life. We appreciate you coming all this way.
Hey, it was great, and it was good catching up with everyone, and I've still got a bit more catching up to do before I go back. And no, it was good. And thank you for showing me around your plant and that. And
ZL2FAE. You'll see him in the chat room. So give him a shout. Okay. Thanks very much. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I got to go work the room. So next we have a couple of representatives here from Germany for the big WRTC that's coming up. And for those of you that don't know, it's sort of like the Olympics of ham radio. And so we got Christian and Sandy. Why don't you give your full names and call signs for us?
Guten Abend.
Come in more.
Oh.
And what's your name and call sign?
The name is Chris, and the call sign Delta Lima 1 Mike Golf Bravo.
Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Sandy, Delta Lima 1 Quebec.
And so we've got WRTC coming up in about 14 months. It's going to be next July. And where is it going to be held in Germany?
It's held in the region of Jessen-Wittenberg. It's south of Berlin, triangle Berlin, Leipzig, and Dresden. And they're in the middle in the landscape of around Wittenberg, or Wittenberg will be the headquarter city where all the teams are hosted, and the sites will be around in a diameter of around 70 kilometers.
And how many teams will you have competing in 2018?
There will be in total 63 teams, all-time high. And all-time high also on youth teams. We are planning to have three youth teams. We already got some talks about possible youth teams last night at your QTH, and we hope that there will be some applications from young people under 25 coming in. We still don't know who actually will be a youth team, but we hope that there will be some to compete against each other.
And now you're accepting applications right now for team leaders and judges, is that right?
Yes, the applications for the referees are already ongoing. The applications for team leaders and also for the youth teams will be opened somewhere in the beginning of June. So the last contest results of the CQ Worldwide CW were public now. And so we will begin with the applications beginning of June.
Now, it costs a lot to put this on, so they've been heavy with the fundraisers. They've had a lot of ambassadors that they've named. I'm one of the 9 land ambassadors. And so if you want any someone to talk at your local club about WRTC, you can go to their website and find an ambassador in your call area that can come in and give a presentation. And what is their website?
It's wrtc2018.de.
Very good. And they're doing pretty well with the fundraisers, am I right?
Yes, that's right. We have a total budget of now €460,000. And we're good about well over 70% right now.
Yeah, so bravo to the contesting and DX community for contributing to that. So that's all I've got with these guys. So we'll head it back to, I'm not sure.
All right. Okay.
Well, tomorrow.
I don't hear Gordo at the moment.
And all of us on Ham Nation, and I have so many microphones. All of us on Ham Nation, we are just delighted to be here. So, Tim, would you like to say a few last words about all that goes on tomorrow? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim, K3LR.
Okay. Thank you, Gordo. And thank you, Bob, for having the show here this evening. Contest University starts tomorrow morning. How many of you are going to Contest University? Yeah. All right. We're breaking records tomorrow. Over 300 students and 12 very good professors will be talking tomorrow. We have 24 presentations, and Contest University will be live streamed starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And just go to contestuniversity.com, and you can see the live stream of some of the presentations tomorrow morning here in Dayton, Ohio. So we're here at the Crown Plaza, and we'd like to call in a very special guest that we have here this evening. We have Paul, W0AIH. Come on over, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Woo!
Okay, the camera's right there.
Okay.
Now, Paul, how many years have you been a licensed amateur radio operator? 69 years.
Wow.
And Paul, there's a rumor that you don't know how many towers you have up.
That's absolutely true.
But we think the number is more than 40 towers.
Oh, definitely.
And I understand that your wife is involved with this.
She's my capstan operator. If she doesn't like me anymore when I'm up coming down the tower, she can take off three wraps and I'm gone.
And you affectionately have another name for her when she's running the winch.
Winch wench.
And you're a Lutheran minister.
Yes. I've retired Pentecost 2000, but I'm a rent-a-rev.
And he's going to marry Jerry and I.
Oh, oh, good.
Not this weekend, no, but he's going to marry
weekend.
Jerry.
Yeah. On the tower.
So, Paul, you've been a ham a long time.
Yes.
But so how old are you?
I'm 41 times 2 plus 1.
Oh, so Paul is 83 years old. Paul, I just saw a drone video of you up on top of a tower putting up a three-element 80-meter beam, and that was you at 83 years old.
Yes, and I climbed out on the boom. But the boom is not a little boom. It's a serious pyrod tower boom.
Right. Well, I think you do everything serious, and we're so glad to have you here this evening. Your favorite band is 160 meters.
Yes, Wavewreck. W1BB got me going.
Yes, and W1BB is definitely the father of 160 meters. Very proud to have you here this evening and attending the Dayton Hamvention, and we wish you all the very best. You've got another 20 or 30 years in you, Paul.
I'll go for it.
All right.
Thank you.
73W0AIH, Paul Bittner. Okay, hey, George, what's going on down there? You got the car all loaded up? You ready to go?
Well, I've got my suitcase loaded. I'm flying, so yeah, I'm ready to go. As soon as we get off the air tonight, I'm going to do my final packing, and I'll be ready to cut out in the morning. I'll be back in just a moment because I got some things I want to give away here. But first, let's get a message from one of the people who make Ham Nation possible.
Adventures await, a new radio, giveaways, and a trip to Japan. May is full of excitement at ICOM. You don't want to miss out. A compact and smart design, the ID4100A is the perfect D-Star companion for all the journeys ahead. Its intuitive interface, variety of operating modes, and Bluetooth capability make this the perfect D-Star option for adventure seekers. Integrated GPS receiver, new dot matrix display for enhanced DR mode and GPS information, terminal mode and access point mode, applications for iOS and Android devices, and a micro SD card slot for voice and data storage.
Calling all hams.
Enter the ICOM America Hams to Japan sweepstakes today for a chance to win an ICOM radio or even an unforgettable experience to attend the 2017 Tokyo Ham Fair. Make sure you come back and enter each week to be eligible for each radio drawing.
You don't want to miss out on this sweepstakes.
Visit ICOMAmerica.com/amateur for more information on ICOM radios.
And you can tune in and enter to win. After each episode of Ham Nation, go to ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation. Register to win for some great swag prizes like T-shirts and hats. While you're there, learn how you could win in the monthly grand prize drawing. And for May, that's going to be the new ICOM ID4100A VHF-UHF entry-level D-Star mobile with big rig features. It does analog and D-Star, has a built-in GPS receiver, DV and FM near repeater search functions, micro SD card slot is available for voice and data storage, and they've got a free downloadable Android and iOS apps that you can use with this radio. So go to ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation after this in each episode of Ham Nation and register to win. Sign up. Good luck, and don't forget to follow ICOM America, Inc. on Facebook and Twitter. And a couple of things I want to mention here. I know we're going to have Ray Novak, N9JA, at the new Hamvention site this year because I heard him in the pileup a while ago. He's the only call sign that I was able to copy. But they've got some great new radios there. I don't know if Ray is standing by. There he is. Ray, what new do you have this year? We haven't talked about this yet.
Well, we're doing the Hams to Japan trip, which you were talking about. But one of the fun things is we're showing the 7610 here at the show.
Yes.
So we're going to be debuting it tomorrow morning at Contest University.
I was there today. This is a house mic. If everybody on the air wants to know, what are you doing? We're trying to feed the house so everybody can hear and quiet down a little. We had a good time. I showed you some pictures, but you're doing a whole different thing this year. You have to because of
The biggest thing that you do is you adjust to whatever they throw at you. So
you had the team going, and you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me about this contest thing you got going. You have a contest.
Yeah, the Hams to Japan contest that we've got going on, we kicked it off about 3 weeks ago. Here at the booth, or at our booth on Saturday, we're going to do a live stream, and the first prize that we're giving away is going to be a 7300.
All right.
And along with that, for anybody that enters the contest this week, in the thank you email is going to be $100 mail-in rebate. So everybody can take advantage of the Dayton deals by joining in and entering.
Very good. Well, we're very excited about seeing all the new things at the show, and especially when I look at the 7610, of course. Thanks for all you do to support this broadcast. You've done this from day one, and I know for a fact that Leo Laporte really appreciates your support.
Well, it was Leo's enthusiasm along with yours and Gordo's that made me know this was a good thing to get involved with.
Well, we thank you so much. And we're about to wind down here. Let's see if we can get all of the team in here. Boy, this is going to be good. There we go. I hope that everybody's had fun. Yay, I hope I have had fun meeting some of the great icons of this hobby. And we really appreciate the Contest University and everything that Tim Duffy does to keep all that going. And if you don't know about Contest University, look it up. It's an amazing thing.
Actually, www.icomamerica.com/Dayton We're live streaming Contest University tomorrow.
Wow. Right.
So that'll be for everybody to watch.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're pretty much at the end here. We're so glad to have you, Tamitha. It's really cool that you could join us and live. Yeah, she's teaching, so that's great. Gordo, always good to get together with you. And we'll see all of you back here next Wednesday, because that is a big deal show. This is the 300th show, but we're going to do a little special show again next Wednesday. And I want you to get involved in the contest and check it all out. And we'll be back right here on Ham Nation next week. So tell all your friends and keep it going. So long for
Bye,
now.
Everybody.
Wait a sec. Do I get to ask some questions, Bob?
Yeah. No. You're going to wind it up. It's all yours.
Okay. All right. No, I've got some questions for you guys, so don't go anywhere. Ray, I think the first question is for you. Is the 7610 going to be for sale at Dayton this year? Can they purchase it?
Hold on, Amanda. We're having trouble hearing you. One more time again.
Okay. Is the 7610 going to be available for purchase this weekend?
No, it's not. We're looking at late summer time frame right now. So we're showing a prototype here at the show.
Okay, that's great. But people get to put their hands on it, so that's wonderful. And by the way, nice to see you tonight. Bob, the next question is for you. When are you having your guys' Ham Nation forum?
The forum is Saturday at 10:30. And it's in a brand new room. It's really, really cool. It's 350 seats and it's air conditioned. So we'll look for everybody at 10:30 Saturday morning.
Very good.
I also am doing an audio workshop on improving your receive audio at 4 o'clock Saturday in that same room. So, anybody coming, you'll want to be sure and pay attention. Those are worthwhile events for you.
All right. And all of you listening, you never want to miss Bob's audio seminars. They're the best ever. So we appreciate that so much, Bob. Now, by the way, did you get your Ham Nation and AR Newsline booth all filled up? Are you guys still looking for volunteers?
There's a ton of volunteers here, and we really appreciate everything that they do. They'll be at the booth. We have a special booth with Newsline this year. And they'll be giving out cards. And I'm sure a lot will be coming to take pictures for the contest. So that should be really good. So we're excited about all of that.
Very good. And a question for Dr. T. Where is she going to be spending her time this weekend? Where are people going to be able to find her?
Where people are going to be able to find me? I'm actually giving 4 different talks. I'm giving Contest University World of Space Weather. I'm also going to be in the Instructors Forum. Carol Perry has asked me to speak shortly there. I'm going to then that's going to be Friday morning. In the afternoon, I speak at Tim Duffy's at the Antenna Forum, and I'll be talking about ionospheric or radio propagation in the ionosphere, so more space weather stuff, but a little bit more focused towards how propagation works and how space weather affects it. And then on Saturday morning, I will be in the youth room, and I will be talking about the Mars generation, which is what the new generation is calling themselves, and how incredibly important it is for them to understand what space weather is and what they themselves can do, because it's really their weather. I mean, terrestrial weather has been my generation's weather, but for the Mars generation, it's all about space weather. And then if the Ham Nation crew will have me, I will join them a little bit later in this.
You are a big part of our Saturday morning, let me tell you. And the way it looks, if you come to do the forum with us, absolutely, we'll just all go sit down and everybody can listen. Have some great information. We just kibitz around. We don't know what we're talking about. You do. All right.
That's so funny. Thank you, Dr. T. I'm so glad that you're there this year. I know Don wants to say hello to you. So, Don, you have any questions for Tamitha?
No, I'm excited. She actually asked me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago about, do you think it'd be okay if I came to the Ham Nation Forum? So, well, of course.
Yeah.
She's a huge part of what we do, and you're a fan favorite, And the information that you give out is just second to none. So I'm sorry, you look like you're going to say something. Go ahead. What is it?
Yes, actually, I was going to say I had the honor of meeting Don in his hometown in New Orleans a couple years ago. So it's not like this is the first meeting, but, you know, Don, I tell you, you know, you won the last tickle fight, so now I get to get you back.
Okay, all right, that's fine. We can do that. And but, you know, my son's coming with me, so, you know, you got to, you know what I mean? You got to.
What is it, 2-1 now? This isn't fair. We didn't, I'm going to have to team up. Val.
Get somebody.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure it's not Novak. I can't compete with Novak.
Oh, that's funny. And right. I think that Tamitha might be a little mad at you since you chucked her under the bus there last minute, Don, with the whole selfie thing. And look at Ray there. Are they He's trying to get the first selfie.
Just
here, Don.
Listen, I did not take your name in vain, and anything that I may or may not have said was all true. It may not have been all good, but it was all true.
Okay.
All about
They're
for
getting
that.
Crazy there. They're definitely getting crazy there. Don, that's all the questions I had tonight. I wish you all the best of fun in Dayton this weekend, and I wish I was going. I'm sad.
I am extremely fortunate to be able to go this year, and what's nice is the Newsline Bunch is going to be sharing the Ham Nation booth space, which is just amazing. We could not be more fortunate. And if you ever wanted to meet some of the new people who have the new voices that you've heard since the passing of Bill Pasternak, you'll be able to do that because Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, is coming, and she'll be at the booth. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, will be there. Neil Rapp will be there. Kevin Trotman, who is our webmaster, will be there, and maybe a couple of other people from Ham Nation will all be there, rather from Newsline. So, if you ever wanted to come up and put some faces to the voices that you've heard on Newsline, then you'll be able to do that this weekend at Dayton. And of course, it's the debut Dayton for Greene County, and I could not be more excited. I've been following it as closely as I possibly can and looking at the new pictures that have come online just in the last couple of days since people have been actually showing up and posting pictures. And it's a stellar sight, so much better than Hera. And, you know, Hera will always have a soft spot, I think, for a lot of people, myself included. I started going to Dayton in 99, and Hera was quirky. Hera was unique. Hera was Hera. But this is a whole new era for Dara and Hamvention. And to put this all together in literally less than a year to move the largest amateur radio convention on the planet from one site to another and get all that done in essentially 9 months, they basically what they're doing is they're birthing a baby. They're birthing a brand new baby Hamvention, and it is going to be spectacular. So to all the folks from Dara, congratulations. Can't wait to see how you pull it off. First time for everything. Of course, there are going to be some hiccups. Nothing's going to run perfect, but it's going to be spectacular. And no matter what happens, it will only get better from here. And I'm expecting it to be just the most amazing weekend ever. Bob, I think you agree with that, right?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and this whole weekend. And I hung the banner today, the Newsline banner on the booth, with great respect because I met Bill Pasternak in 1958, and we've been friends through the Westlink and Newsline and all. And so sad he's not here, but he'll be proud of what happens tomorrow because they have their own booth now with Ham Nation. We're really happy. So come see us, and we'll be there having fun, and we hope you join all of us. So thanks, everybody.
73.
See y'all.
Have fun, you guys.